the resilient American consumer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are higher at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 19 points or 0.1% at 14,598. The NASDAQ flat right now and the S&P 500 up just a hair. Some strong numbers on manufacturing this morning from the financial data firm Markit. It said the last 3 months were the best in 2 years for growth in the manufacturing sector. Meanwhile, Wall Street is getting its first chance this morning to react to some strong numbers on consumer spending that came out Friday when the markets were closed. Consumer spending jumped 0.7% in February and personal income rose 1.1%. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she is with us live to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so Julia, how is it possible that the consumer, and this is number after number after number over the last couple of months, is just tossing aside this payroll tax increase we were all talking about at the beginning of the year?
That's right. It's been a bit of a mystery. And there were some surveys that were conducted recently that indicated a lot of consumers weren't even really aware that their paychecks went down, perhaps because a lot of people have direct deposit or for some other reason they didn't realize that they had a permanent pay cut effectively. So some of the answer might be that they're just going to smooth it out over time so we get less of a big hit at the start of the year and more of a gradual adjustment.
And I guess gas prices aren't going up as much as they were recently. Is there anything else at play?
Well, another thing that does seem to be feeding into the strength of the data recently is the Hurricane Sandy rebuilding efforts. Keep in mind that the government allocated money, about $50 billion for Hurricane Sandy rebuilding. That is as big as the sequestration spending cuts that we focus so much on. And that's going into the economy right now. It's going into rebuilding transportation systems, homes, replacing appliances, and so on. So that's partially offsetting some of the drag of the higher taxes.
Sort of a mini stimulus. Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.